Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Trygg Solberg's group plans to keep fighting to pump water for bottling from near Carlin Lake in Vilas County. In a letter dated Tuesday, the group's attorney alerted Vilas County Circuit Court Judge Neil Nielsen that the matter will likely end up in his courtroom again. Last month, the Vilas County Board of Adjustment unanimously rejected Carlin Club Properties' appeal to allow the pumping. It was the latest setback for the group headed by Solberg, who founded Trygg Supermarkets. His plan now has been rejected 5 times by judges, administrators, and boards. The group wants to send 3 tanker trucks daily down a narrow town road to collect water from a private well at the Carlin Club in Presque Isle. Each truck would carry 6,000 gallons of water away for bottling and commercial sale. The Carlin Lake Association has fought vigorously to block the pumping, saying it's inappropriate in their residential area. There's a new wrinkle on the debate over medical marijuana in Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss yesterday said he thinks it's just a matter of time before the state legalizes marijuana as medicine. Voss said in the past that he could support a limited medical marijuana program. The Republican leader of the state Senate, however, Scott Fitzgerald, continues to fight the idea. Voss says he has no timeline in mind for when Wisconsin could get a medical marijuana program. And if you want to buy a home, you're likely to pay more than you did 1 year ago if you can find a home you like. At the end of the year, state realtors are noticing a year-long trend continuing. Not as many homes are available and prices are rising. Economist David Clark works with the Wisconsin Realtors Association. He says a strong economy is fueling demand and fewer homes are available, especially in urban areas, and prices are rising.
If you look at the year-to-date, we're off the pace by about 1.4%, and given the tight inventories, the prices on a year-to-date basis are up 6.9%.
Clark says another factor is the baby boomer generation is tending to live longer and live in their homes longer than prior generations. In this region, Clark says prices also have gone up.
If you look at the central region of the state, and that's primarily rural, they're up 8.4% in November. If you look at the northern region, they're up about 3.1%. It's certainly a market that still has some life in it.
Prices in the 18-county northern region average nearly $165,000. In central Wisconsin, the prices were about $148,000. Nearly 580,000 Wisconsin residents are unpaid family caregivers. That's according to AARP Wisconsin, and the group is renewing its call for state lawmakers to ease the financial burden they face. Mike Moen reports.
Legislation has been introduced to provide a tax credit of $500 for certain expenses incurred by family caregivers. Despite bipartisan support, previous efforts have failed in the legislature, largely due to cost concerns. But Helen Marks Dix of AARP Wisconsin says it shouldn't be looked at as only a budget issue.
It's a gesture towards acknowledging how much work family caregivers are actually doing to keep their family members in the community.
To ease the concerns of opponents worried about the cost of a tax credit, Dix says the plan has been modified in multiple ways. The amount is $500 lower than the initial proposal, and it's been crafted as a pilot project for a single tax season to see how many people would actually use it. Over the summer, Wisconsin adopted a 2-year budget, but next month's revenue forecast could pave the way for a supplemental spending bill.
Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
10 Wisconsin farming programs are receiving money from the Farm Aid Concert. The concert was held in East Troy over the summer and raised over $1 million. Some Wisconsin programs benefiting include Wisconsin Farmers Union and the Midwest Organic and Sustainable Education Co-op. The weather forecast for the rest of the day: look for skies to remain cloudy with a high near 30. For tonight, cloudy, low 19. Saturday, sunny, high 35. For Sunday, sunny, high near 40, and Monday, mostly cloudy, high 37, cooling a bit next week as we head toward Christmas, but no snow in the forecast. That's the weather this time around and the news. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.